We wanted to get to the bottom of what happened that night in Phoenix in January at that bar. And so we have a Deep Throat informant who was in the bar that night. Now, he's agreed to join us here on the show this morning and tell the story of that night, but only if we protect his identity. So we have digitally altered his voice. Come in, Deep Throat informant.
Yes, I'm here on the air with you.
Thank you for your courage.
Thanks for confirming that.
And thank you for telling the story of that night.
I was there on that horrible night in January at the bar in Tempe. Josh invited me to go out for some cookies and ice cream. But then we got to this bar and he saw these blonde girls with the large top meat. They were having drinks with alcohol in them. So Josh decided he would try one drink, just a small glass of cooking sherry. But after taking the liquid alcohol into his bloody mouth,
bloody what?
His eyes grew wild. I could tell we were in for a crazy night.
Why didn't you stop him right there?
He is too powerful with his human muscles.
Well, we've seen some of these pictures. It looks pretty wild, all right.
It was. It was one drink and then one more. And next thing I knew, we were getting matching tattoos and licking whipped cream off of the female breast bosom.
Gosh. Breast bosom.
And the girls had such bosoms.
Yeah. Yes, they. You can see them in the photos.
We had no idea that Annie Leibovitz was right there with a Hasselblad camera documenting our every move. After we hooked up the Jägermeister IVs that Josh had ordered,
oh my gosh,
things really began to get wild.
Really?
Josh began to get crazier and crazier with craziness. We bumped and grinded on the back area of females.
Yeah.
Until our man pants grew tighter and more threatening. We also got so wasted we crank called the White House and filmed a bum fights video.
Oh no.
Josh then organized a home run derby in the bar.
Oh.
Using shot glasses of vodka as baseballs.
Oh,
and a severed leg as a bat.
Oh, well, whose leg?
What? We then stole a 747 and threw it around the state on an extended beer run. After we got back to the bar, we called Pac-Man Jones and Roy Tarkley to join us.
All right.
We then took more shirtless pictures, and that is when I felt it was getting out of hand.
Oh, right there, yeah.
After all that.
Not the 747.
I begged him to leave, but he got irate and angry with me.
Uh-oh.
Irate and angry.
He punched me for 20 minutes. Then curbed me. Then, and probably most hurtfully, he posted some derogatory comments about me online.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
He then took a swig of moonshine and swung from a chandelier from one end of the club to the other and pin-kicked me in the chest.
Surprised you survived that night.
This knocked me back through a plate glass window and I fell into the bed of a passing garbage truck. And that ended my involvement in the night.
That's all you can tell us.
I do not want to speak of that night anymore. I feel I may have said too much.
Deep Throat.
I can't. It's too painful. I feel retribution from the Josh Hamilton.
Okay. From the Josh. Okay, thank you, Deep Throat informant. Are you still there? I guess not.
I'm still here.
Oh, you are? Okay. Thank you so much for your courage.
Let's go now. I cannot fight.